The votes are in, but the controversy goes on over the location of Australia's first nuclear waste dump. The South Australian town of Hawker has voted against having it there, which leaves one alternative, the town of Kimber, also in South Australia. It's voted for the dump. The problem is the vote's not binding, and the ball is in the court of the Federal Resources Minister, Matt Canavan. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon.
It's a victory of sorts for those in the small South Australian town of Hawker who oppose the nuclear waste facility, but they're far from happy even though the town voted to dump the dump. Regina McKenzie is one of them.
It shows that our community's totally split down the middle. And this is the thing that I believe that the government should be ashamed of themselves for what they've done to our communities.
She's a local Indigenous woman and a passionate opponent of the proposal, partly for the potential environmental impact.
From the start, I've always known that there's intermediate waste that's in with this. And every time we've asked the government about what are they going to do with the intermediate waste, because it's meant to be a low-level waste, they've got no plans, no nothing.
She's also accusing the government of breaking promises to the local Indigenous community under previous Environment Minister, now Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg.
He gave us in writing that there would be no culture heritage, both tangible or intangible, harmed in the process. Within 2 weeks of them starting the so-called assessment, there was a desecration of a site, of a significant woman's site.
Another Hawker local, Greg Barron, also opposes the plan.
It's not time to end the fight. The minister said that this vote will only be part of his decision-making process.
There's another town divided over the waste site, Kimber, some 250 kilometres away on the other side of the Spencer Gulf. Barry Wakeland's on a farm outside the community and is a former Liberal MP who opposes the site being in his town.
It's pretty ludicrous that such an important national issue comes down to how this occurs. It's playing with democracy, really.
But I guess if one town doesn't get it, the other one necessarily must. Is that more or less the assessment?
Not necessarily, no. I think it's a matter of where it goes best. And of course, the issue of the intermediate level waste is always carefully avoided in this discussion.
Are you resigned to the fact that Kimber will, in fact, end up hosting this facility?
No, never. I think there's been so much poor decision-making in this that I think it's pretty obvious to all that a lot of this sort of thing could be done a lot better.
Resources Minister Matt Canavan refused AM's request for an interview, but Tony Wood of the Grattan Institute says a decision will soon need to be made.
Well, it's been needed for a long time. Leaving it sitting in various places around the country in the way it's been stored today is not a good idea. It's certainly not best practice internationally.
And he says while he understands local opposition to the site, it's important the radioactive waste is stored somewhere.
Many Australians, you know, you or your family or someone will have benefited from the fact that we have these nuclear materials. They're used in a whole range of scanning systems and so forth. That's been accumulated for a long time.
The Grattan Institute's Director of Energy, Tony Wood, ending Tom Eagledon's report.